And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown feels that her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, is being completely unreasonable regarding Jim Morrison, the ex-husband who recently saved Ellen's life. For unable to help himself, Jim is depending upon Ellen to see him through the difficult task of redeeming himself. And Allison, who has gained Anthony's sympathy, refuses to help Jim herself and is using Ellen's interest in him to create trouble between Ellen and Anthony. Now, Anthony is paying Jim a visit at the local Simpsonville Hotel, and Jim is saying,
I know pretty well why you're here, Dr. Loring.
Well, in that event, Mr. Morrison, our talk shouldn't take very long.
If you're sure, I'll give you no argument.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of argument. I think it's a very simple, understandable request based on the greater good for the greater number.
All right. What is the request?
That you get out of Simpsonville.
Well, I may do that. But I don't think it's going to achieve what you think it'll achieve.
No.
I don't think you appreciate my value to you, Dr. Loring. I don't think you have any idea how important I am to you. How useful.
I certainly haven't.
And know much about dune grass?
Some. I know what it is. I've been on the shore.
You know that it keeps the dunes from sliding down so that there's nothing between you and the sea.
So?
I'm dune grass. Get rid of me and the sea will wash over you. The sea being my ex-wife's determination to run the world her way, to be top girl.
But don't you think, in view of your history, Mr. Morrison, that you're not entitled to be quite so vindictive toward your former wife?
And some people put the blame on Allison. All of it, Dr. Loring.
I think you'd find the issue well divided.
Oh, undoubtedly. But you know, Dr. Loring, I have a plan that may work to my advantage.
Yes?
I know you're not terribly interested in this, but it helps me to articulate my plan. I'm going on a sentimental journey. I'm going to trace my steps back, the steps I took with Allison, and see where I was wrong, why I couldn't stay on the path, as it were.
Well, that's probably very commendable and sensible, but...
And then I expect to be able to prove that I'm worthy. That I am in some way worthy.
Mr. Morrison...
I know. I'm embarrassing you, Dr. Loring. You've never been as I am, have you? You've never been beaten down.
I've had my share of obstacles, I think.
But you've never been disgusted with yourself. No, I know you haven't. You're one of the lucky ones. You stood on a mountain, never slipped, never cheapened yourself, or your beliefs, or your principles. So, I don't know that you have the faintest idea of what I'm talking about.
Are you condemning me for something that didn't happen to me?
No, I'm not condemning you. I understand why you can't follow the thing I'm talking about. And yet, how can Ellen? Ellen has compassion. With no experience of what I or people like me have gone through, she has compassion.
Then don't take advantage of it. Have that much restraint.
Oh, you're wrong, Doctor. The kindest thing for Ellen is to use her compassion, to let her help me. And I intend to do so.
Even if it's a threat to her happiness?
Well, I don't think it is.
Do you suppose that I can possibly approve of her behavior?
No, I don't think you can. Too bad, because it would be a very fine combination.
What would?
Being a great man of science and a man of compassion, too. I'm leaving Simpsonville this evening for a visit, but I'll be back.
Good.
But I'll be back, or that I'm leaving.
I'm afraid. Glad that you're leaving.
I thought so. If you see Allison, will you give her a message for me?
Yes, of course.
I'll tell her that I've gone to see Dr. Humphreys and Mrs. Humphreys. Up at the lake.
All right.
It may upset her.
Why should it?
Well, they've never seen me sober. I've never talked to them solemnly and rationally. And it may upset Allison that I'm going to do so.
I don't know why it should, but I'll give her your message. Good morning, Mr. Morrison.
Good morning, Dr. Loring. You know, I think one day you'll come to me and need pity. Isn't that strange? I have the feeling that the confidence you have is going to be tested. Severely tested.
Jim Morrison stands much straighter as Anthony Leeson, as though he experiences a new sense of confidence. And now, a little later, he is saying to Ellen,
Can you stop all that fine financial endeavor, Ellen, and talk to me?
Oh, don't speak lightly of my financial endeavor, Jim. These books that I write little numbers in are really very important to my tea room business.
I know they are. I had two very interesting conversations this morning.
Oh?
One with Humphreys up at the lake. Mrs. Humphreys is going to call you, Ellen. She'd like to have you for the day and the night, if you'll drive up to the cabin with me.
Well, Jim, that's very nice, of course, but...
Ellen, I have to see Dr. Humphreys. I have to go there and talk with both of them.
But, Jim, it isn't very easy for me merely to pick up and go with you. How can I do that? I have obligations.
Let's put it this way. I need your car. I want you to drive today.
You may have my car for the weekend, of course.
Bless me, I was joking. I was trying to make it imperative that you come.
Oh, Jim, you really are absurd.
Ellen, I think we both need to go to the Humphreys. For many reasons.
I'll have to think about it, Jim. I couldn't possibly say yes or no now without thinking about it.
I suppose.
What was the other conversation?
I talked with Anthony Loring.
Why, Jim?
Because he came to see me. I had to be polite, Ellen.
Jim, why did he come? Did you ask him to?
No. He came to tell me to get out of Simpsonville.
He shouldn't have done that.
No. I think it's beneath him to be so blind, so gullible to Ellison's brand of propaganda.
Jim, what did he say besides that? Tell me.
Well, I'm afraid I did most of the talking. I told him I was taking a sentimental journey, and I was sure I was going to come out of it with a solution that wouldn't be entirely pleasing to him, because it mightn't be flattering to Ellison.
Yes. And Anthony said...
You said I was endangering your happiness. Am I, do you think?
Anthony and I are the only ones who can do that, Jim.
But...
Go on. What else did Anthony say?
He was angry. Because I told him you had the gift of compassion. He hadn't. I guess he had a right to be angry about that.
Oh, Jim, what's going to come out of all this, I wonder? Where are we headed? What's the answer?
The answer is that we have to do what is right and best for us, Ellen. Not what Allison Shaw has persuaded Anthony Loring to be is true.
But, Jim, Anthony is not easily persuaded.
Anyone is easily persuaded by Allison. She cast a spell.
But...
And I'm not going to let her spell destroy your happiness. Well, that makes two of us fighting for your happiness, Ellen.
Do I have to fight for my happiness, Jim?
What I meant was that Anthony Loring and I both are fighting for it.
Oh. I hadn't thought that of Anthony lately. But perhaps you're right. I don't know. I don't know much of anything anymore, I'm afraid. Certainly very little of myself and of Anthony.
You should think more, Ellen. Much more. You should realize the poison that Allison can brew. The kind of poison that can do to me what it did. Rob me of all dignity, all reason for being a man who walks like a man.
Jim, don't fall into the fault of blaming Allison for that.
I don't blame Allison for anything at all. Except that she was not a lamp under my feet.
God is that, Jim. No one human can be a lamp unto anyone's feet.
Ellen, do this. Come with me to the lake. The Humphreys will be glad to see you.
They're Allison's friends.
Because they don't know the truth.
Oh, Jim, please. Excuse me, I have to answer that. Hello?
Ellen?
Yes, dear?
Ellen, I had a talk with Jim Morrison this morning. I came to several conclusions about it.
Oh?
I want you to drop that man.
Anthony, that's a little absurd.
I want you to have nothing more to do with him. I consider him completely offensive. I want you to drop him.
I can't do it, Anthony.
Now, Ellen, don't make me angry.
I could say that too, Anthony.
Ellen, you're making a fool of yourself and of me, and I resent it. The man is deceiving you. He has no intention of giving up drinking. He's a sentimentalist.
I don't agree with you, I'm afraid. And I couldn't possibly do what you ask.
Very well. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello?
He hung up, Ellen. Even I could hear that.
Of course. I'm sorry, Jim.
Because of me?
Because Anthony talked as he did to me.
Ellen.
Jim, I'll go with you to meet the Humphreys. I'll be glad to.
Ellen's voice is filled with calm confidence and conviction as she says this to Jim Morrison. What will be the result of this sudden decision on the part of young Widder Brown?